Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 86 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, in previous podcasts, I talked about the importance of adding variety and versatility to your game, whether it's adding off-speed shots or varying the trajectories and depths of your shots. In podcast episode number 26, I discussed the merits of the offensive chip shot, the operative word being offensive. On that note, I'd like to talk about something I believe has become a bit of a problem these days as it pertains to the mindset of players when they prepare to hit anything other than a big serve, overhead, or forehand. Specifically, I'm referring to cut shots or slices and chips. Folks, as you've heard me say on many occasions throughout dozens of my podcasts, game improvement starts with having the proper mindset. The same holds true as it pertains to executing a shot from decision-making to preparation to execution. You know, it goes without saying, you should always approach hitting every shot with a high level of intent and purpose. Over the past couple of decades, the modern-day power game or first-strike tennis has become the most prevalent style of play on the professional tour. This has greatly influenced the play and instruction at the recreational club and junior levels. These days, the emphasis of the game is placed squarely on hitting big first serves and ground strokes, typically big forehands. And this is a bit of a shame in my view because, sure, these days many players are able to hit penetrating shots from just about anywhere on the court. And as I've talked about in previous podcasts, advancements in racket and string technology over the years has been a main catalyst for how players are taught, how they train, and ultimately how they play the game. Now, I certainly don't take any issue with emphasizing first serves or forehands per se. The problem arises when players go about hitting a slice or chip. These days, slices and chips are largely viewed as weak or defensive shots, which again is quite unfortunate. You know, we've now gone through almost two full generations or about a decade and a half of the modern day power game. For most players, the slice being a weak or defensive shot has essentially become a self-fulfilling prophecy. This is due in large part because over the past couple of decades, players and coaches are spending more time on trying to develop big serves and forehands and less time developing the backhand slice. As a result, many players end up with what I call a stock slice, which can be a reliable shot, but one that lacks variety, versatility, and real purpose. It's essentially a shot most players hit when they are not in position to drive the ball. It has become a shot many players do not use unless they have to. And you could see it in a player's body language, the way they prepare, and ultimately how they execute their slice or chip. There is often a significant and noticeable drop-off in the confidence level, and most notably, the purpose of that shot versus when they hit their forehands, for example, even neutral rally forehands. You know, when I teach anyone how to hit cut shots, I always underscore the criticality of approaching each and every shot with strong intent and a high sense of purpose. Unless you are completely out of position, hitting a slice or chip does not mean that you should ease off and be content with simply getting the ball back into play. And just so there's no confusion, I'm not advocating hitting a slice as hard as you can. On the contrary, slices and chips are not the type of shots that require your swing speed to be anywhere near as fast as the swing speed of your forehand or serve. Slices and chips should be struck aggressively, but with control and purpose. You know, about a year ago in podcast episode number 17, I shared an anecdote about one of the players at my local club named Frank, who is in his 50s. If you recall, Frank is a high intermediate player who has an excellent backhand chip, but almost never hits that shot unless he is on the defensive or does not have sufficient time to set up to hit his regular hard flat backhand drive. Now, as a frequent hitting partner, I've always encouraged Frank to incorporate his backhand chip more frequently throughout his matches. In other words, to hit that chip when he wants to versus when he has to, because Frank will rarely hit his backhand chip unless he's forced to. Up to this point, Frank's mindset when it comes to hitting that chip has always been from a defensive posture, mentally and physically. Essentially, he almost never hits that shot on his terms. Thus, over the years, he has been conditioned to be satisfied simply with getting the ball back into play when he hits that backhand chip. Any other sense of purpose when hitting that shot beyond getting it in has been non-existent. Now, when Frank tries to hit those backhand chips when he wants to versus when he has to, well, you know, it's not that easy because he has to approach it with a different mindset, one that is not defensive in nature and with greater purpose than simply getting the ball back into play. This, of course, impacts his footwork, preparation, and ultimately his execution of the shot. So, again, it's not as simple as flipping a switch. So here we are about 1 year later. Frank has improved the execution and increased the frequency with which he deploys his backhand chip. However, he still has a long way to go before his chip becomes a more natural and effective part of his repertoire. You know, it's been very challenging for Frank to adopt this new mindset towards hitting his chip, a mindset that has greater intent and purpose. In Frank's case, it's been 17 years of hitting that shot almost exclusively from a defensive, physical, and mental posture. I guess it's better late than never to try to make a change for the better. The bottom line is, you should approach hitting all of your shots with great intent and a high sense of purpose, including slices and chips. Don't just reserve your best mental and physical efforts to hit big serves, overheads, and forehands. Take your cuts seriously. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.